Last month, Ed Fogels took to the opinion pages of the Anchorage Daily News. As a deputy commissioner for the Department of Natural Resources, he had problems with the paper's coverage of his agency. He wrote that DNR was doing a better job of managing the state's waters than they were getting credit for, and that a lot of the department's issues could be solved by a bill already under consideration by the legislature. Fogels also committed to public meetings because he felt that both the bill and DNR's process were misunderstood.
I really thought we would be still on track to do something like that. And then as we started really kind of trying to put it together, we realized, you know, it's just it's not going to be very workable. So I have to eat crow on that.
Fogel says with the holidays coming up and the legislative session just 2 months away, his staff wouldn't be able to pull off meetings around the state. Instead, DNR will be meeting with stakeholder groups and fielding individual calls. Fogel says that requires less time for notice and involves less staff effort. They've already given 15 presentations on the matter.
Any of us will talk to anybody at any time. So if someone has questions on the bill, they should email us or give us a call. We'll call them back on our nickel.
House Bill 77 is long and sweeping. It's one of Governor Sean Parnell's priorities, and the goal is to streamline the permitting process. Fogel says that DNR has been dealing with a backlog of paperwork because people will use the existing statutes to block projects.
We get a lot of frivolous challenges to our decisions that really... We're trying to make it so that people actually have to kind of justify a little bit more about why they would actually be harmed by a DNR decision, rather than just not liking it, sitting in an armchair in some other part of the world, just, you know, throwing monkey wrenches at our decisions. I don't think that's good public policy or right.
HB 77 has provisions that limit who can appeal DNR's decisions, and it only allows public entities to apply for water reservations. For those not immersed in environmental politics, a water reservation guarantees a certain level of flow for a given stream or river, and the objective is usually to conserve fish habitat. That means that individuals, nonprofits, and even tribal groups would no longer be able to ask for that protection from the state. The bill also gives the commissioner power to issue general permits, which don't need public notice, to projects so long as the project is unlikely to cause significant and irreparable harm to the land. Because so much of HB 77 deals with the public process, those meetings have taken on a symbolic importance to people with concerns about the legislation. Rick Halford is a Republican who served in the Alaska legislature for 2 decades, and he's been a vocal opponent of Pebble Mine since retiring from public life. Halford doesn't like HB 77 as it's written, and he thinks the state should be coming to affected communities to explain why it's needed.
It's kind of ironic that one of their reasons for the bill in the first place was to reduce public involvement in the process because they thought it was too much. So now they're not having hearings to allow the public more access to the process of changing the process.
Halford thinks that if DNR were to hold meetings on their permitting strategy, they would get a big turnout in affected communities.
I think they definitely would have in Western Alaska, and I think they would have in the Kenai Peninsula. I think they would, and they would attend from both sides.
Because HB 77 has already passed in the House and has gone through the committee process in the Senate, it's unclear if there will be opportunities for public testimony on the bill when the legislature reconvenes in January. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.